Is daf nun hey. So we got eight lines down or so. The first wide line, the Gemara says, "V'hamarich al shulchan." A person who spent a lot of time at his table. That was one of the ideas we had said that the marich al shulchan is going to be marich yamav. So the Gemara says, "Dilma asti an yuvi havelay." Perhaps an ani is going to come and you'll give him what to eat. So it's going to be nice tzedakah. Dichsev hamizbech eight shalosh amos gavoa. The height of the mizbech was 3 amos tall. Uchsev then it says, "Vaydabe elai zeh hashulchan hashilofnei Hashem." And they said, "This is the table." So Gemara says, wait a second. Pasach b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan. The pasuk begins describing mizbeach. Then it starts talking about it as a shulchan. Which one was it? Was it mizbeach or was it a shulchan? Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Dami Tevaya, both of them say, kol zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, so mizbeach mechaper yisrael. When the beis hamikdash is there, so karbanos and mizbeach provide kapara. Achshav, now that there's no beis hamikdash, shulchano shel adam mechaper. A person's shulchan, a person's table, is going to be mechaper. How is a person being mechaper? By inviting anim, by inviting guests over and giving them what to eat. That's how a person's mechaper. There are many halachas we actually learn from the shulchan being compared to mizbeach. For example, we say a person should not sit on a shulchan because it's like a mizbeach. We say that there should be salt on the table, just like every mizbeach had alkol karbonecha, timloch, there should be salt in every single carbon. So too, there's salt on the table as well. So then the Gemara says, Hamarech beveis kis, a person who spent a lot of time in the bathroom, also is going to be zoch the marech yamov. Mal Yasa, was that a good thing, to spend so much time in the bathroom? V'hatanya, asar devar mevin es ha'adam lidei ha'tachtonis. 10 things bring a person to hemorrhoids. Ha'ochel aleikonim, person who eats leaves of the reeds. V'ale gefanim, leaves of grapes. Lulave gefanim, shoots of grapes. Marige behema, which are different portions, different parts of the animal. Shidro shadag, the spine of a fish. V'dag maliach shenu mevusha kotzarcho, a raw, salted piece of fish that's not completely cooked. Perhaps sushi. V'shose shimei yain, a person who eats the sediment of wine. Hamakanech v'sid, a person who cleans himself with sid, with some type of lime stone. U'becharisis, or a piece of pottery. Hamakanech b'tzor shekinach bochaver, use the same stone or pebble that someone else had used to clean himself. V'yesh omrim, some say, afa tola atma beis akitza yos may die. A person who spends too much time in the bathroom, these lead to tachtonio. So that's not a good thing to be marach beis akitza. Gemara says, lokasha ha demarach v'tole ha demarach v'lotali. Ones where a person spent a long time there and he was suspended himself, which means he squats, that's a situation where it's going to be bad for him. And ha demarach v'lotali, a person who's there but doesn't squat for a long time, that's where it's going to be beneficial for him. Ki ha de amra, like that which was said, lay dahi matronisa le Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elai. A certain non-Jewish woman saw Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elai and said, "Panecha domim, your face appears le megalei chazirim with malve ribis, like you raise pig or you loan an interest, which means you make a lot of money in a very easy way. Lending an interest is a very easy way to make money. So you look like you're so happy. Why are you so happy, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elai?" So Amar lei, "Hamanusa le didi, trust me that tervayu asir, and they're both asir to my religion. I don't lend the ribis, nor do I raise pigs." But Ella, you know why I'm so happy? Esen v'arba beis akisa ika, there are 24 bathrooms, me'oshbizoi l'bei medjasha, from my house until the beis medjash, d'chiazlina, when I travel, badik l'nafshei b'chul, I check myself in each bathroom. Makes a lot of pit stops along the way, and that's why he's so happy. So spend a lot of time in the bathroom, it will make you happy. Okay, not sure what to do with this, really. Amar Yehuda shloshet v'ar, mekatsun yamav shosav shayadam, there are 3 items that shorten a person's life. Misha knows in lo sefer Torah lekros veino kora. A person who's called to the Torah and does not go up to read, he refuses. It's going to be mekatzun yadmav. Kosher bracha levarach, he's mechabed to lead the benching. Veino mevarach, he refuses to lead. And mamanig atma b'rabban is a person who leads himself as a government official of some sort. These are three ways for a person to cut his life short. So Gemara wants to know the source, the basis for each of these items. Sefer Torah lekros veino kora. Person who refuses to lead, to learn, to read the Torah, that the Torah is a source of life. So if you read it, it's going to be Aruch Yamecha. And if you refuse to read it, it's going to be Mekatzer Yamecha. Kosha bracha levarach veinu mevarach, vavarcha mevarachecha. I will bless he who blesses others. So if you give a bracha to others, you'll get a bracha of Arichas Yamim. And if you refuse to, so then you'll get shortened lives. V'amanig atzma rabbanus, that person who takes a position of authority, d'amar Rabbi Yechama bar Chanina, mipnei ma Yosef kodem la'achiv. Why was Yosef, why did he die earlier than his brothers? He died at the age of 110, earlier than his brothers did. Why? Mipnei shehinig atzma b'rabbanus, because he took a position of authority, as we know, and therefore it led to a shortened life. So the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, shlosh tzrichim rachmim. There are 3 things that require incredible rachmim. Melch tov, shana tova, v'chalm tova. a good king, a good year, and a good dream. These all need rachman from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? So, Melech Tov, how do you know you need rachman in order to get a good king? Pal Gemaim Lev Melech B'Yad Hashem. The water, the streams of water in the lave of a king, it's in the hand of Hashem. Yad Hashem will decide whether the king will be a Melech Tov or a Melech Ra. That's number one. Tamid Einei Hashem Shana Tova. How do you know that a good year depends on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamim from above? It says Tamid Einei Hashem Alkecha Ba. Hashem's eyes are always upon us. Meireishis Hashana V'Achris Hashana, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So it depends on Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision making. We need Rachamim to have a Shana Tova. And a chalm tov, a good dream, also comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dichsiva v'sachalimeni v'achayenu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should make me dream and give me life. So these are three items that a Kadosh Baruch Hu controls. Now, obviously, a Kadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, but these are psukim at least directly that directly talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in more direct ways, opposed to other things which perhaps may not seem as direct. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shloshu Devarim Machriz Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. There are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces. Ve'eluhem. He announces Rav, V'sova, U'parnas Tov. When there's a famine, he makes such an announcement. Where there's a sova, when there's plenty, he makes an announcement. And when there's a good leader, he makes an announcement as well. So where do we see Hashem makes such announcement? And what do the announcements mean? Unclear. But Rav Dichsiva Kikara Hashem L'Rav. Hashem calls the famine. He declares the Rav. Sova Dichsiva V'Karasi El Hadagan V'Rbesi. Also, I called and there's going to be plenty. And Parnes Tov Dichsiva, a good leader. It says Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor Re'eh Karasi B'Shem Betzalel. I called this week's relate to this week's parasha. I called in the name of Betzalel. He called for a good leader. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Mamidim Parnes Al Tzibor, Elim Kein Nimlochen Batzibor. That you cannot appoint a person over the Tzibor unless he gets elected. You have to have elections. Elections are very, very important. Shinemar says, Re'u Kara Hashem B'Shem Betzalel, that see, I call the Hashem's name Betzalel. Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hashem says, Tim L'Moshe, Moshe Hogan Alecha Betzalel. So Moshe, do you accept Betzalel? Is he a good person to work with? So Amar L'Moshe says to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, if you approve of Betzalel, how much more so would I approve? You don't need to ask my consent. Amar lo, Hashem says, Afal pikein leich amar lehem gil, still tell the people and just get their agreement, get their consent. So halach v'amar lehem liyisrael. He tells, Moshe tells Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know, what are your thoughts about Betzalel? Is he a good guy or not? Should you elect him or should you not elect him? Hogan alecham Betzalel, is he good? Amar lo, im lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulefanecha hu hogan. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to his qualities, and you agree to his qualities, lefanei lo kolshi, and certainly we would agree as well, and therefore he was accepted, but there does need to have some type of election, or at least consent, from the people that Tzibor they're getting involved in. It's actually brought down the halach on the end of Simon Gimel in Choshe Mishpat. Some governments had the ability that they were able to decide who was in charge, who were the dayanim of the different communities. And we say we don't accept, that's not considered dina d'malchus adina. They have no right to create such a din. But if the person, the gomer v'saver, if they appoint someone who's really qualified, so then we're willing to accept it, even though the authorities pushed it on us. The Ramah says, in the end of the day, you still should ask permission from the tzibur based on this particular gomer. So the Gemara then says, Amr Bishmuel bar Nachmani, Amr Bionasan, Betzalel, what's the name Betzalel? Al Shem Chachmasa Nikra, he's called him based on the wisdom, the great wisdom he had. Because Bishash Amar, but Betzel Kel, right? Tzel means in the shadow of Hashem. He was living in the shadow of Hashem, meaning he had the Chachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where do we see his great Chachma? So again, related to this week's Parsha. Bishash Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Lech Emor Lo Betzalel, go tell Betzalel, Asayli Mishkan v'Aron v'Kelim, build a Mishkan, build Aron, build Kelim, v'Halach Moshe v'Hafich, and he told Betzal the opposite order of Amar Lo. He says, build Asa Aron v'Kelim, build the Aron, build the menorah, build the Shulchan, and then build the Mishkan. So Amar Lo, Betzal says to Moshe Rabbeinu, min hago shel olam, the way the world is, adam bone bayis v'charkach machnis latocha kelim. First you build a house, and then you put the furniture inside. That omer, you say, asalei aron v'kelim, you build furniture, you build an aron, and there's no place to put it, and then build the mishkan. That doesn't make any sense. Kelim shani osel l'heichan achnisam, I'm going to build an aron, I'm going to build a shulchan, a menorah, mezech, where am I going to put them? So Shema amar lo kadosh baruch hu, perhaps Hashem said the opposite. Asay mishkan aron v'kelim, maybe he said the opposite way. Amar lo, he says, Shema Betzel Kel Ha'isav Yadata. Perhaps you were living in the shadow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were right. You were completely in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thinking. He actually did say build the Mishkan first, and then afterwards you should build the Kelim and put the Kelim inside. We see a couple of things interesting from this Gemara, by the way. The Tzal Svara was based on Minhag HaOlam, which is fascinating. That's a Svara. So you see there's a concept that Minhag HaOlam, what's going on in society, in the culture, does play an impact on Halacha. That's number one. Number two is we also see when a person challenges the Rebbe, the proper way to challenge is, don't say you're wrong, is Shema, maybe it should be this way, maybe that way. People oftentimes don't know how to ask questions properly. We see from a Tzal how to properly make a suggestion to Rebbe in a very covetic way. The Gemara then says, "Amar of Yehuda Marav, Yodeh Haya Betzalel Letzarif Osiel Shenivru Ba'en Shemayim V'Arts." Betzalel knew how to put the letters together to create things. The Sefer Yetzirah, one of the Sfarim on Kabbalah, supposedly from Avraham Avinu and others as well, talked about how to put letters together, like how Marav built the Golem. So Betzalel knew how to put letters together to create things. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says every Erev Shabbos, two Amoraim would sit together learning Sefer Yetzirah, and they would create an eagle, a calf, every single Erev Shabbos by putting osios together. So Betzalel knew this Chachma. So it says, Ksiv, Hachet says here, Vayimale also Ruach Elokim b'chachma b'tfuna v'das, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the Betzal with all these types of wisdom, Zachachav, Bina, v'das, those who know the Svarim know what we're talking about. V'ksiv Hasman says elsewhere, Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz, konein shemayim b'tfuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu founded the land based on tfuna. And based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das, he was able to make the depths cleave, as it says. So either way, that he knew how to create the world, like Hashem created the world, he was able to do the same thing. So Amar of Yochanan says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosin chachma el al mi sheyesh bo chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives wisdom to those who already have wisdom. It's a catch 22. You need to earn wisdom on your own. But once you gather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds to your chachma. Shenemar, Yehav chachma sa l'chachimin minada liyade bina. He gives chachma to those who are chachamim, and he gives the bina to those who already have bina. Shama, Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava, Bar Tachlifa, who came from Eretz Yisrael, heard Vamra Kami the Rebbe, and he said in front of Rabbi Abohu, Amr Le Atun Mahasan Masisla, you learn it from there, Adin Mehacha Masisla, we learn it from here. But Dichsiv Uvalev Kachacham Lev Nasati Chachma, those who have a Chacham Lev will get more, I will give more Chachma to such a person. Same idea, just different source. So Amr Rav Chista, Kol Chalom Chalom Velo Tivas, any dream, but it's not a dream of fasting, which means it's not a bad dream. Any dream that's either neutral or good, that's a good thing. The Amar of Chizah, says, Chalma de lo mifshar, ki igrasa de lo mikra. You have a dream that's not interpreted, it's like having a letter without reading it. So you have to have some type of interpretation, but that interpretation should be a dream that won't lead to any type of fasting, shouldn't be a bad dream. The Amar of Chizah, and we're going to go into a whole discussion of dreams now. Amar of Chizah, lo chalma, we mentioned before about a chalm tov, you need rachamim from Hashem to have a chalm tov. So Rav Chizah now says, lo chalma tova mekayim kula. A good dream, not every detail of a good dream will be fulfilled. And the v'lo chal mabisha mekayim kula. And a bad dream, not every nightmare will have every detail fulfilled. V'amr Rav Chista, says, chal mabisha adiv michal matava. A bad dream is actually better than a good dream. Because a good dream, a guy thinks everything's good and fine. A bad dream will make a person do tshuva. So a bad dream is actually better for a person than a good dream. V'amr Rav Chista, chal mabisha ativuse mistaye. A bad dream is going to... The sadness a person feels, that's enough to get a person to move. And that itself is worthy, that sadness to put a person into a low place just to get some type of tshuva. And chalma tova, chedve mistayo. And the simcha, the joy a person experiences from a good dream, that's also sufficient. Meaning whether or not the dream comes true or doesn't come true, that feeling, the emotion the person has experiencing that dream, feeling the dream, sending the dream, that itself has a very interesting and impactful impact on the person. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Chalma tova, a good dream, afil lididi bidichuse mifach sele. Even for me, when I dream a nice dream, by the simch I have, that knocks everything out. He just describes how much simch he had from seeing dreams. V'amr Rav Chista, what? The excitement is happening. So Amr Rav Chista says, Chalma bisha kasha menagda. A bad dream is actually worse to a person than getting lashes. Because again, a person's so nervous, he's so nervous whether the dream will happen or not, it's going to have more of an impact than even getting lashes. Shenem Maritz, it says, Ve'elokim asa sheyiru milafanav Hashem acted with us, that the man stands yiru with fear. Vamar Rabba Barbarchana Amr Rav Yochanan zechalm ra. A person has a nightmare, he's living his whole day, perhaps his whole week, his whole life with that nightmare, that's going to change a person much more than a few moments of lashes. Hanavi asher ito, chalom yisaper chalom, the Navi who is with a dream tells a dream, asher dvari iti daber dvari emes, but with my word speaks the word of truth. So again, a Navi who just sees a dream, he tells a dream. The dream may come true, maybe not. The one who speaks to me will speak the emes. Malatavin esabar nu mashem, just like the chaff compared to the wheat. So what does this all mean? So when a guy's a dream, so he said there's a tevin in the bar, there's a chaff in the wheat, the chaff is the bad stuff, it's the outside, the kernels are the inside. So Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishuma Yochai, Kishem She'ef Shar Lebar Below Tevin, just like you can't have chaff without their wheat, without there being chaff rather, meaning there's good and bad mixed together when you separate wheat, Kach E'ef Shar Lechalam Below Tevar Mitevim. So too when it comes to dreams, there's certain things that are true, and there's certain things that are not going to happen as well. So Amar Rabbi Birachia, Chalam Afa Pisha Miktsasa Miskayim, even though a dream, part of it will be fulfilled, Kula Ein Miskayim, like we saw above, all of the dream will not be fulfilled. Minolan, how do you know that this is true? But Yosef, we learn from Yosef. Yosef was a, he knew dreams. He knew a dream interpreter. It says, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars are going to bow down to him. The sun and the moon was his father and his mother, Yaakov and Rachel. And we see from here, he shied at that moment, Rachel wasn't alive anymore. And yet, he described the king, the sun and the moon. So we clearly see that every dream has some things that are not going to be true. So Amar Rabbi Levi, says, a person should hope that a dream should come, that a dream could be fulfilled. Even 22 years later, you should still have a hope of such a dream. How do you know? Yosef himself, that had his dreams. It took 22 years from the dreams of the sun and the moon and the stars bowing down until his brothers and Yaakov actually came down to Mitzrayim. So you should not be disappointed until 22 years have surpassed. It says, Elu told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Sheva Asrei Shana, he was 17 when he told the dreams. Uksiv Yosef ben Shloshim Shana Me'amdo Lefenei Paro, and he was 30, which is really 23 years, but there's a couple of a half years there along. He was 30 years when they came down to him. Min Shav Se'a Tlasin Kamehave, between 17 and 30, how many? Tlasere, the 13 years. The Shav the Sava, there were 7 years of plenty. Vitarte the Kafna, and then there were the 2 years of famine. So the math ends up working out. There's a total of 22 years in between those years. So Amar Rav Huna writes, La'adam tov ein marin lo chalom tov. A person who's a good person, he doesn't get good dreams because he has enough good in his life. So he gets bad dreams to try to neutralize things, balance things out. U'la'adam ra, a guy who has a tough life, ein marin lo chalom ra. We don't show him a bad dream because he's having enough struggles in his life. So Tani Nami Hach, the Raisa says, Kol Shnosava Shel David, the whole life of David, Lo Ra Chalom Tov, he never saw a good dream, because he was a good person, and he wasn't Zocha to a good dream. But Kol Shnosav Shel Achitofel, Lo Ra Chalom Ra, but Achitofel never saw a bad dream. So Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, with regards to a Tzaddik, Lo Suna Lecha Ra, no Ra will come upon a Tzaddik, I won't give you bad dreams, I won't give you bad thoughts. This says further, there's not going to be any plague near you. When you come home, your wife won't be in a suffix neither state. Either way, one of the rewards given to a tzaddik is that he's not going to have a bad dream. But we just said before, a tzaddik doesn't get never gets good dreams, he only gets bad dreams. Ella the Gemara says, Iolo achazilei, the tzaddik doesn't see it, but others see negative dreams about him. So the tzaddik himself won't see bad things about himself, but others will see bad things about a certain tzaddik. How that works, how dreams work, unclear. So then it says further, but the tzaddik himself doesn't see the bad dreams. Malyasu, so is that really a good thing? But don't we want it to be such a way where he sees bad dreams, so he's able to do tshuva and help people do things around him?
Or what it means is that other people have bad dreams about him, and they tell him.
And they tell him about it, right. Yeah, but he doesn't see.
He doesn't himself. Other people right. Know about him.
So then the Gemara says, Bahama Rabbi Zira says, Kol halan shiva yamin b'lacham, a person who sleeps 7 days and doesn't have any dream, nikra ra, he's called an evil person, shenemar, v'saveyu yolin b'yipakeid ra, he'll be satiated, not visited by evil. Al tukre sove elasheva. If 7 days go by and he doesn't get a dream, I'll buy your pocket. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send him a message, a zichron. That person's called a ra. So we see that a person should be seeing dreams. Elahachikamar. The chazi, the tzaddik, sees dreams. and he sees even good dreams. But when he wakes up, he doesn't remember what he actually saw. Oftentimes we have dreams, and we wake in the morning, we want to remember the dream, but like they open our eyes and everything gets reset, and we try to struggle and remember it, but hard to find. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Ami, Amar Rabbi Pedas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hayra Chalom V'Nafsho Aguma. A person sees a dream, and he's so distraught. Yelech Yivtiranu B'fnei Shalosh, he should go in front of three people, and do a Tavasa Chalamos, he should have it undone. Yivtiranu, so it really means he should have it interpreted. So really, should have it interpreted? Is that really true? Amar Rav Chista, Mifshar, the dream is not interpreted, ki grasa de la mikra, it's like a letter not read. So isn't that better that he not have it interpreted? Leave it just unread, and it won't affect him. So the Gemara says, Ela Ema, yitivenu b'fnei shlosh. Not that he should have it interpreted in front of the people, but yitivenu, they should have some type of tov, they should remedy that dream somehow. So laisi tlas of alemale. So let him bring three people and say, Chama tova chazi, have a good dream, have a good dream. Alemale hanach. And let them say to him, Tavahu Tavah Lehave, it's good, it's good, it's good. Rachmana Lashavi Latav, Akash Baruch will make everything good. Sheva Zimnin Ligzar Lacha, Min Shemaya Delevi Tava, it should be decreed 7 times upon you that everything should be good. That's the Nusach they would say to make Hatavos Chalamos, to make the dream into something good. You actually find it in some of the sitters. So then the Gemara says, Vilemra Shlosh Hafuchos, and let them say three things that are opposite, that the Tsar goes to Simcha, and this goes to just take that which is bad, you know, and turn it into good. The Shalosh Pedus, we'll see in the Gemara in just a second what they mean. Shalosh Pedus, they should say three psukim which talk about redemption. The Shalosh Shlomos and three psukim describing Shalom. So what are these psukim? Shalosh Hafokos, three opposites. Hafachtim is Pedi, Lamacholi, Betachti Sakiv, Hazreni Simcha, turning the sock into Simcha. Oz Tismach Basuli Bemachol, Ubachurim is the Kenim Yachdava, Vafachti Evlem, Lesosim Vegomer. That these are three psukim where they take that which is bad and transform it into that which is good. All these vitein lecha is one of the most powerful tefillas. Shalosh pedios, three pedionos, three redemptions. Dechseva padei v'shal menafshi mikrav levi gomer upedui Hashem yeshuvun and v'yom ha'amel shol hayonis an yomos hashiasa yeshua. So these are three mentions of pidyon. The pasuk goes on to say a pidyon. And Shalosh Shlomos, three mentions of the word Shalom, Dichseva Borei Nivis Fasaim, Shalom Shalom Lirachok Vilakarov, Amar Shem Rufasiv, Ruach Lavsha Esam Ashai, and goes on to say Shalom in that pasuk as well, Vamartin Bo Kol Lechai, Vata Shalom Vescha Shalom. So this is the whole Nusach of a Tavas Shlomos of transforming a bad dream into a good dream. So Amemar Marzucha, Rav Ashi, these three Amaroim, Havi Yosfi Vahade Hadadir, they're sitting down together, Amrin they said, tell us something that none of us ever heard before. That was a chiddush. So Pasuk Chav Minai, one of them opened up and said, Amar, Hai man the dechazi cham, a person sees a dream, doesn't know what he saw, Lekim Kamei Kohanei, should stand in front of the Kohanim, Be'idna the Parsi Yadayu, during the Siyas Kapayim. That's why we have the practice of talking about the dreams on Yom Tovim. V'lei Mahachi, they should say as follows, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Shelach, V'cham V'chalamos HaShelach, I'm yours and my dreams are yours. Chalom chalamti v'ein yodei mahi. I dream, I don't know what I dreamt. V'ein shechalamti ani la'atzmi, v'ein shechalmi li'achaverai, v'ein shechalamti al'chayim. What I dreamt, they dreamt about me, I dreamt about others. Im tovim heim, if they're good, chazek v'amti, make them strong. Ki chalamos of Yosef, like the dreams of Yosef were fulfilled. V'im tzichem refuv, they need refuah, meaning they're bad. Refaim kimei mara ayidei Moshe, like you healed the bitter waters of Moshe, ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu. U'chemir mitzarasa, you healed Miriam from her tzaras. Uchizkiya mechalyo, like he healed Chizkiya from his illness. Uchemei Yericho Ayide Elisha. Uchshem Shefachta Klaus Bilam Harash Rasha Lebracha. You turn the curse into a bracha. Kain Hafach Kochalamosai Alai Lotov. You should turn all my dreams into that which is good. Umesayim Bahadi Akani, and then you should complete as the Kohanim finish their bracha. Dani Tzibur Amen. So when they say Amen, they're saying Amen not only in the Birchas Kohanim, but they're also saying Amen to your tefillah that you just said. Vilo, and if you're not able to finish it before the Kohanim finish the bracha, Leim Hachi say in a bridged version, Adir Bamaram Shochen Megvura, Ata Shom Vishimcha Shalom, Yiratzim Lufanecha Shalom, Shetasim Aleinu Shalom, that you should say during the Siyas Kapayim.
We say both, right?
We say both. Pasach Vahidach Amar, then the other one says, the next Chiddush, the other one said, we're talking about the Chiddushim of the Yish 3 Amarim. Hai man de Ayla Masa, person travels to the city, but Dacha Mein Abisha, and he's scared of the of Ein Hara. Linkad Zakafa the other Demina, he should hold his thumb of his right hand and place it beyond the small and cover it with his left hand. and let the thumb in the left hand be the yamina. So he's holding his thumbs like that in such a way, in each of the opposite hand. He should say as follows. Ana ploni bar ploni, me, mizar de Yosef kasin, I come from the lineage of Yosef. To lo shal de be'en abisham, unaffected by ayin hara, shenemar, ben paras Yosef, ben paras ole ayin, I'm above ayin, al tikri ole ayin, ela ole ayin, I live above the ayin of the ayin hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mihachi is a different source. V'yidgu l'arob b'kerev ara, tells the bracha given to Yosef, as it says, ma dogim v'ein ayin hara, sholat shereda, ma dogim shebayam, mai mechas malem, the water covers the fish, they're protected, v'ein ayin ra, sholat b'hem, af zaro shel Yosef, ein ayin ra, sholat b'hem, we are unaffected by the ayin hara. V'dachil me'ein abisho delay, and if you're afraid of your own ayin hara, lechse atarfa de nechire de smala, let it look at the surface of his left nostril. Okay, fine. So the Gemara now says, pasach v'idach v'amr, the third amahor said as follows. Hai man de chalash, a person who's very weak. Yom kama lo ligalei, the first day he shouldn't tell anybody, just stay by himself, don't tell anyone. Kiecha de lo lisre ma'azah, you don't want it to get worse, so just keep it to yourself, be private. Then mikan ve'elach, but afterwards, if it's beyond one day and you see you're ill for 2-3 days, mikan ve'elach legali, you should tell your friends so that they should daven for you. The Rava, that which Rava says, kiava chalish, when a person's ill, yomakama lo migali, first day don't tell anybody you're sick. Mikan ve'elach amar le, you should tell amar le the shemaya, tell your servant. Poke achris Rava chalish, go tell everyone that Rava is ill. Man de rachim le, those who like me, libay alai rachim, daven on my behalf. Uman the sunny lay, those who hate me, lechtili, you could be happy over me. Dichsib uksib bin fol aivecha al tismach, don't be happy over those your enemies. Uvi kasho al yagil ibecha, and when you stumble over those, let your heart not to rejoice. Penira Hashem Rabbeinav, Hashem sees you laughing about him. Veheshim me'al of apo. So he had Dafka want his enemies to laugh about him, because the enemies are doing the wrong thing by laughing, and then that's going to get the Kadosh Baruch Hu to come protect me and heal me. So Shmuel kiyava chazi chal mabishu, when Shmuel saw a bad dream, Amr, he said, Chalamos Hashav Yidaberu, these dreams speak lies, they're fake. Ki have a chazah chalma tava, when he saw a good dream, he said, Amr, v'chi chalamos Hashav Yidaberu, are dreams fake? No, dreams are real. So when he wanted the dreams to be fulfilled, he said, it's a question. When he wanted the dreams to be nullified, he says, dreams are fake. The Aksiv doesn't say in the Pasuk, b'chalam adaber both, I speak of dreams, I speak through dreams, so dreams are good. So sometimes dreams are good and sometimes dreams are bad. You should say to however you want the dreams to be. Rava asked the question in two psukim. Ksiva b'chalom yader bo, I speak through dreams. Ksiva v'chalomos hashav yidaberu, that dreams are fake. So are they real or are they not real? Lakasha kan ayde malach, kan ayde shade. Depends. If it's from a malach, then they're emes. If it's ayde a shade, so then they're not true. So we don't know who's giving which dream, but depends on the messenger. So then it says, Amar Rabbi Bizna bar Zavda, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Panda, Amar Rav, Nacham, Amar Rabbi Birama, Mishum Zakin Echad, a long list of people who said this, that Umanu, who is a Zakin Echad, it was Rabbi Bana. So, Esim Mivarban Poshe Chalamos Hayu Bishalayim. There are 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Pam Achaz, one time Chalamti Chalam, I had a dream. And Halach the Etakulam, I went to every one of the 24 interpreters, Uma Shapasar Li Zeh. No, possibly that. Each one gave their own interpretation. 24 different interpretations. V'chulam in iskaimi be, all 24 things happened to me. So this is l'kaim ma'ashe namar, to fulfill kol ha'chalomos holchem achar peh. You know how dreams work? Depending how you interpret it, that's how they're going to become real. This is where it is. So after kol ha'chalomos holchem achar peh karahu, is it really true that all dreams follow the person? Is there a pasuk that supports this, that dreams follow the mouth, the interpretation? In there is Rabbi Elazar, Damar Rabbi Elazar, Minayin Shekol HaChalamos Holuchin Achar Peh, that it goes based on the interpretation. Shenamar Vaya Kasher Pasar Lanu Kein Haya. So the Sar Mashkim said how Yosef had interpreted it, that's exactly how it happened. So yes, it was dependent on the interpretation. Amar Rava says V'hudim Ifshar Lei Main Chalam. It has to be an interpretation that made sense, that had to do with the actual dream. It has to really be an accurate interpretation. Shenamar Ish Kechalamo Pasar, that each person dreamt their interpretation as well, meaning it was in line with what they had visioned. Vayar Sar Ofim, the Sar Ofim saw Menayada. How do you know that Yosef interpreted the dream correctly? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Milamit Shekol Echav Yachad Heru Chalomo Upisan Chalomo Shel Chaveiro. So Sar Mashim saw his dream, but also he saw an interpretation of the Sar Ofim. The Sar Ofim saw the interpretation of the Sar Mashim, so they saw that things were in line with what Yosef was explaining. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan now says, Hishkim Levanafel Apostle Tok Piv, a person awakes and the Apostle comes to his mouth, Hareze Nevuah Ketan. That's a small little piece, a little taste of what Nevuah is like. Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, Shalosh Chalomos Miskaimim. There are three dreams that are destined to be fulfilled. Chalom Sheshach is a person that has a dream in the morning. Chalom Shechalom Lo Chaveira, a dream that a friend had. And Chalom Sheniftar Beso Chalom, and a dream that's been interpreted within that very dream. The Yeshom, there are those who add a fourth dream that comes true. Af Chalom Shenishna, a dream that repeats itself also is bound to come true. So Shenemar Val Hishanos HaChalom. So Yosef says to Paro, because the dream repeated itself, that indicates that the dream is going to come true. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Ein Marin Lo La'adim Ela Mehihur Libo. A person's dreams doesn't come on Nevuah. It's based on a person's thoughts. When a person has certain thoughts about accomplishing who knows what, so that's what's going to be in his dreams that night, and not based on Nevuah, it's based on his own thoughts. Shenemar Ant Malka Rayonach Amishkach Sela. You, the king, your thoughts, your Rayonos of came while you're in bed. Vibai same alternatively, mihacha from here, rayone levavcha tinda, that your thoughts are going to occupy your mind. So Amar Rava, Rava says further now, teda, I'll bring you proof, delo machva le inish lo dikle didava. Person never in his life had dreamed of a golden palm tree. Why not? Because nor neither lo pila dial bekofa de machle, or an elephant jumping into the eye of a needle. Why not? Because no one thinks of that. If it's not in your imagination, it's not going to ever come into your dream. So the dreams could only be of that which could possibly be in your imagination. So let's, I guess, stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow with more about dreams.